Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Oh, I just love that. Your future awaits, don't you? Well, this is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and Maya and I are both in a very witty mood tonight. We're talking away here, and we're looking at the time. I said, oh, God, we have to be quiet. We're going to be live on the air. And you know how Natalie hates to be quiet. But anyways, we're doing part two on soulmates, twin flames, life partners, and a little bit on Halloween, like at the end. We're going to do a little something with that, maybe what Halloween is, what some people do, and that kind of thing. But let's first get Maya Moon here. How are you tonight, Maya Moon?
I'm doing good. You know, I want to welcome everyone, and you, I hope you're doing good, too. You sound good, Miss Natalie. Welcome all the listeners, of course. I know you do, too. And, you know, it's funny. I always say my allergies, I thought about this, and I was laughing to myself. And I'm thinking people probably think, okay, well, when does she, is her voice, like, not raspy?
When is she going to be normal?
Have allergies? And I was going to think every time, every day or night or hour that I'm not doing the radio show, it seems like I'm fine, and then as soon as I'm going to do, so I don't know, I'll have to ask my guides. I'll have to, like you like me to say, convene. And
oh, yes, convene with them.
And I'm not a shy person. I'm an extrovert all the way. So I don't get, and not that there's anything great about being that way. There isn't. It doesn't matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert. My point is I don't get nervous or shy, and I know you don't either about doing the radio. So I know it's not that. Well, I don't know what causes me, but my voice is pretty good. Maybe it's just good tonight.
Mine is good tonight. So it's kind of hit or miss. We just don't know. But anyways, I'm glad we're both in good spirits. We are. I can tell by our voices. Can't you tell?
Mm-hmm.
We're both very witty tonight.
Yeah.
But anyway, soulmates, you know, that's my thing. Soulmates is my thing.
Right.
I wrote something a couple weeks ago about it, and it's very dear to me. Twin flames and life partners, that's kind of your area. I mean, all those are your areas. I can only go by what I feel and what I know from within. I can't say I'm an authority on any of that. I am an authority on running stars. I can tell you that. I know how to do that. But I had some really nice compliments today. You know, I had this pure chat up. We're just kind of chit-chatting a bit here. But I had this pure chat thing up. And, boy, Natalie, do you ever sleep? Are you ever away from the site? Well, yeah, I take time. I'm away. You know, I don't do this 24/7. But sometimes you get emails and they'll say, well, you know, I didn't get this, and I really want my minutes back. They must think I'm glued to the PC, I guess. I don't know, but I'm not. But I get to things. You know, they don't figure that you actually sit down and have a dinner or, you know, do other things. But, yeah, but for the most part, I'm around all the time. Even when I'm not around, I was away for a couple of days, and, of course, you know, I had my laptop, and I had my cell phone that's equipped with everything, and but it went without a hitch. I mean, they didn't really even need me. It was pretty good, you know. But anyways, okay, we should get on our subject here because the time is wasting. And, of course, you and I could talk for hours on whatever, and everybody would just love to hear our voices, right? But anyways, life partners. And you said a couple weeks ago that life partners are very different than twin flames and soul mates. Now, life partners, Maya, does that mean you have an actual contractual agreement from before? You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's how I would explain it, and I'm not sure if you, if you're paraphrasing me, or I know we were kind of rushed last time, going over, like you said, we always have so much, and we had a guest caller. And just for everyone that's listening, we'd love for you to call in. If you just have a comment or a general question about a soulmate, a life partner. We do not do readings. The chat room is open. Natalie can tell you about that. But as far as calling and sharing and saying, well, is so-and-so, do you think they're my life partner? We had past lives together. That's a reading. And really, if you go to stars, there's a myriad. There's many people. They've all been, like Natalie says, or the commercial says, you know, they're all certified. And another thing I just wanted to quickly add before I get into that is be sure. I know a lot of people, you know, like to go to who they're drawn to, and there's nothing wrong with that. But every expert works a little bit differently, and there's no right or wrong way. But if you're looking for something specific, maybe a medium reading, maybe a tarot card, astrology, you need to read the bios, because they should be, you know, some of them are a little lengthy, but it's definitely worth the time, because it gives you a feel for how that particular expert, what they specialize in, what perhaps they do or don't do. Now, with that being said, I'll move right into here's the way my guides, and I get this from my guides. I wouldn't say I'm an authority on it, and there's different ways to look at it. What my guides teach me is we have our familiars, and those can be male or female. Those are people that have just been part of our past life. And I know that's not really what we're talking about, but I just felt it needed to be added. A soulmate, it is my belief from what I have learned, my experience, what my guides have taught me, so on and so forth, that we have more than one soulmate. A soulmate, an analogy that I'm going to use to simplify things is look at a soulmate as a first date. A soulmate is a potential. It's not a first date. It's a strong connection and a very strong feeling. And to me, twin flame and soulmate are somewhat interchangeable. And I know a lot of people see a twin flame as being like a step higher. A life partner is they are a soulmate, for starters. That's they're a soulmate. The difference is there can be a contract, but there can also be, it's also the choice where the two people decide and choose and make the relationship and one another a priority. And so that can be a contract, because my guides teach that grace overrides karma. And what that means, to simplify it, is that our free will, we can have a soul contract. And let's say that Bob was supposed to be my soulmate and my life partner. A life partner is always a soulmate. And that just means we share a very special connection. And a lot of people find that really hard to accept and embrace. You know, well, how can we have more than one? Well, I mean, we just do, because everything is infinite. And if we only had one soulmate and it didn't work out, then, I mean, think of how many people would be alone. And sometimes our soulmates were only via karma or, again, free choice. So let's say that Bob is my soulmate, and the soul contract was that we were supposed to be life partners. We were supposed to get married, if you believe in that, you know, marriage, or we were supposed to just be together until one of us passed away. but for some reason, whatever the case may be, Bob changed his mind. That doesn't take away the fact that he's my soulmate, but we can no longer be life partners because he's changed his mind and he is not willing to fulfill the contract. And the thing is I believe that even though we have karma, I mean, I feel there's some things that generally don't change, that there's a few things that are set in stone, like they say, you know, that old saying about taxes and death. But there's more than that. There's a few things that I feel are unchangeable, but the majority of things in life are changeable. And we cannot adhere to our soul contract. Now, keep in mind that let's say that Bob does that, and you know, he was one of my soulmates, and he was meant to be my life partner. And maybe he gets afraid. He just isn't. You know, he can't. He just gets cold feet and just says, "Well, how can you know you're going to love someone 20 years from now?" Well, you don't. You have to take a risk. But the long, or I'm trying to make it a short story, and of course that never happens with me or you, but
especially me.
it's just because I want people to understand. Bob can change that. Now, does that shift my world? It does. But we have to remember, whether you believe in God, Creator, Universe, Collective, it doesn't really matter. And you don't even have to have any type of religious belief, but this is a spiritual show, so I assume that most people have either an interest or are already very spiritual. So, I mean, you have to have a spiritual, spirituality has to resonate with you, or none of this would make any sense, and you would just say, oh, that's a bunch of hogwash. So then you have to ask yourself, okay, well, what about life partners? Well, that's where a lot of times people get hung up and have a lot of problems, like clients that, let's say they've been apart, let's say they were with Bob. Like I'll just say me, and I'm just making this up. I wasn't with anybody named Bob. Not that there's anything wrong with that name, but let's say that I was with Bob for 5 years. Maybe we were even engaged. We even had a wedding date. I mean, we had planned out. We had bought a house together. You know, we had completed all these steps. And he had an identity crisis. Sometimes that happens. It can be a lot of different reasons. And he broke the contract. Well, that's where it comes in, where I could struggle for years and feel like I'm unable to date, I'm unable to think of another person. I cannot shake the feeling that Bob is going to come back to me. And what that is, it's because even though I'm not consciously aware of the soul contract, spiritually and subconsciously, I'm aware that karma, when I say grace overrides karma, I define, you know, that as the feeling of supposed to be. And people in situations that seem very unlikely, you know, when you look at the logistics of the relationship, logically you think, oh, come on, this just isn't going to happen. But it absolutely can, just like in the same respect, something that you think, well, we'd never be apart, we would never separate, Bob and I were meant to be, we're happy, and so on and so forth. So a soulmate is that first date, it's that potential, it's that, you know, and I'm not comparing the feeling, I'm just saying it's a soulmate is a potential. And sometimes the soulmate is someone that we have some unfinished business. And in this lifetime, we're meant to meet with that person and be with them, but they're not meant to be our life partner. There's someone else, another soulmate that we're going to meet that is meant to be. And what my guides teach is that in that case, it's like if you want to say there's a backup plan or there's a plan B, there is then they will either the universe, God, creator, the collective, divine, they will shift things around so that I am given another opportunity if I can release that feeling of supposed to be that I had with Bob so that I do have the opportunity. And I want to be really clear on this because this comes up all the time. I'm not talking about settling. You should never settle. You should never, ever say, oh, this is as good as it's going to get, so I may as well be with Hank or Katie or, you know, Belinda or whoever. It doesn't work like that. A soulmate and then a life partner, there is a feeling, there's usually an instant attraction, but it's not lust. It's not just sexual. It's not just chemistry. There's a feeling of coming home. There's a feeling of familiarity, all that. It's like I know not everyone has had children, so it's hard. But if you've had children, you can identify that with, you can have 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. You don't love just the first one. You know, I have, like, for example, I have 2 sons. Now, they're both special to me for different reasons. They have a huge age difference. So it's like having 2 only children, that was great English there. But, you know, it was like having an only child twice. It's not like you love the second child less. Well, it's my second child. I don't really love them. And my third child I loved even less. And then my fourth child, well, I barely love that child. It doesn't work like that. Or if you have animals, if you have cats or you have dogs or, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say fish. I don't know how much you can really love a fish, but I'm not going to judge how much somebody can love an animal. But it's the same thing with dogs. I mean, you love your first dog. In fact, you love it so much you usually get a second and some a 3. I have a lot of people that have 3 to 5 dogs. I'm one of them. And I love them each differently. They have unique personalities. But now, Natalie, I know Mushi, you just have the one cat.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't mean, though, that if you had chosen to have more, that you would love them
right,
differently.
Right, but I also made the decision because of the way he is with me.
Right.
He's very protective of me. I'd be afraid to bring in another cat. He probably would hurt it.
He would not tolerate another cat. I can tell you that.
Oh, no, he would not at all. I mean, this would be an intrusion for him, and he'd say, "Hell, who do you think you are?" Well, I'm going to get rid of you fast. I mean, he's a big cat, but he's so protective of me. While I was gone, you know, he was okay. My neighbor took care of him. It was only a couple of days, but my son left, and I closed the door, and he came flying out, galloping. He looked like a horse, galloping to me and talking and following me around and talking. And, you know, now this has already been over a week since I got home. Do you know that he is still, like, latched on to me? He follows me. I mean, everywhere I am, he's in the room with me. He's just he's just very much mine, and but it's a nice feeling because if a cat really loves you that much, I mean, he's big, but he's not like a big dog. I mean, he would do his best to protect me.
No, he's still a cat, but he does.
But he's still a cat. Yeah, but I decided as soon as I saw how he was, you know, and I had other cats. I had. Tigger was just this little mush. Talk about a mush, and my mushy are different. I mean, Tigger would not hurt anything. Tigger even came in, and that's when Tigger was here, and I brought in mushy at the same time. Well, they were fine, but you see, mushy was a kitten. He wasn't a big kid. Yes, he wasn't a cat.
Right.
He had not grown. So, but I would never do that. I'm almost certain he would hurt it. I just know.
Yeah,
so
right.
Everybody laughs
right.
about that. Oh, yes, he'd do a number because he would be intruding on his space. So, you know, I think, you know, you hate to compare cats to people, but, you know, sometimes I think, and I wanted to ask you this too. So if you have, say you're young and you get married, and you think, oh, this is probably my soulmate, you know. I mean, even if you don't know about it, you figure this is going to be my life partner. Okay, now something happens to that partner, and you are left, and it takes you a while to get back on your feet again. I'm really describing myself because of the situation that you were in, which was not the best of the world. But now, could that mean possibly that his contract with me was up, and he chose, okay, I'm going, this is it. Was it for my benefit because he knew that I would probably find or someone would find me that would be much better for me, you know, that kind of thing? I mean, can that happen also? I'm just throwing questions at you. I don't know.
The way that I would answer that question is a life partner generally – you're going to have a fairly long time, unless there's a change in the soul contract. Generally, now, it could be a soulmate, but an actual life partner are those that are married, I would say, at least, I mean, and you can be married 20 years and get a divorce, definitely, or the person can die, pass away. But generally, a life partner is someone where you both live, and in a lot of instances, if it was, we have to assume that unless you settled, I don't mean you personally, I mean generally.
Right.
Unless a person settled because they had another agenda, but if they fell in love and they felt it was their soulmate and life partner, and in 5 years that person passed, then I would say that was not actually their life partner. That was someone that they were, just because you marry someone doesn't automatically make them their life partner. Generally, our life partners are someone that we're with for an extended period of time, and they're the people that you might meet. They've generally been together, I would say, at least 20 years, and then when you ask them, you know, about dating, and they're not unhappy or miserable or lonely, okay, but they say, no, I've had my wife or my husband or,
right,
you know.
I've heard that before many times from people. Mm-hmm.
And they have no desire. The difference between knowing, like one of the ways that you can tell if you're destined to move forward with a soulmate and life partner is if you feel the yearning for that companion, you feel happy. If you feel happy, and there are people, and I have clients that, you know, they may come to me about career or about, you know, other questions, but they were married for 35 years. For example, I have a client, and she was married for 35 years, and they fell in love very early, like, they were either high school or maybe even before, and they were together that whole time, and he passed, and, you know, yes, she grieved. I'm not saying that I'm not at all talking about grief or mourning or anything like that. I'm talking about after that was done, she expressed, she said, I'm happy and fulfilled with my life the way that it is. She had a couple kids and grandkids, and she said, don't have the desire, and I feel very fulfilled and happy. Now,
right.
In that situation, you would say that was her life partner, and that she probably, I mean, it could change, but more than likely she's not going to meet someone. But someone who, you know, gets married and feels it's their life partner, if they believe in that idea and, you know, gets married, buys a home, maybe has a child, and that person dies in 5 or 6 years, unless they're the exception to the rule, they're probably not, you know, going to be happy spending the rest of their life, especially younger, because, again, generally life partners. Now, on occasion, people can leave, but usually then it becomes, if they're breaking the contract by leaving the world, they can't really will a heart attack. It's more they would either commit suicide or contribute to do something that they know eventually that was going to, you know, kill them or something. I mean, so if that's what you're asking, and that's what I thought
yeah.
you were asking.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
So did that answer it?
Yes, that answers it. Now, I feel, everybody's listening, I feel that there are exceptions to all of the rules.
Yes,
always.
I agree.
And I know
yes.
you agree with me. I feel that, yes, we'll say these things, but anything is possible. So you have to keep yourself open. Now, like somebody, now I can use my daughter-in-law's father. He has a lady friend, but he said he's just waiting, passing time, because his wife was his only love. And he's told me that. Now, bless him. But they had something really perfect. I mean, close to perfect, you know. I mean, it's just the way
yeah.
that it is. But sometimes, you know, two people are together and you know, one of them knows that, oh, Jesus, this is not going to be good for me. But they stay. Sometimes they stay because of a child. They don't really have any place to go. And it gets more perilous for them as time goes on. When they both get older and things change in their life, and the child eventually goes out on their own, and that's a difficult situation. But like for me, and we've talked about this, I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if my husband, who passed, did not see what was going on. And he didn't want to be here anymore. Not that he didn't commit suicide or anything like that.
Yes, I see what you're saying, and
but
I do
think
believe...
yeah, I think he had enough mind, maybe early on, that he knew what he was doing and what he had done to me. And I think
right.
Now this is just my own interpretation, that he felt that he needed to leave me so that I could find what I was really deserving of. Sometimes I think that happens. And sometimes, you know, and we'll go back to the same thing. You know, age is not, I mean, sometimes the parameters are changed. Sometimes the universe, God, you know, how everybody knows how I believe in God. I believe that He can alter the parameters. He can change anything. He can put you someplace or make you find someone or make you read something that triggers something. It's all synchronicities. It's all in line. And remember, there are no coincidences. I believed that even when I was a little girl because I saw a lot. And, you know, I believed it, but I guess I didn't really understand it. So anybody can really, soulmate, twin flames. You could be, I think you can be a little bit of all three. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And, but the bottom line is that sometimes that other person realizes, what they've done and what they're going to be doing. And they know what they have to do. Not that they check themselves out, but they just kind of let it happen to them. And it's kind of sad when you think about it. I mean, I can only tell you about my life, but it's taken me all this time, and this is, I'm talking to people who have lost somebody or whatever, no matter what the situation, it's taking me all this time to finally say land on my feet and be open, because I know who's out there. I know. And so I'm open to it now. Whether my family would be open to it or not, I have not a clue. But it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I think it's difficult when you lose a spouse. Divorce is bad enough, but just, you know, there are many people who are so much in love that that other person just is devastated. They never are the same ever again. They can never do anything again. But maybe that's the way it's supposed to be for them.
I don't want to interrupt you, but
go ahead. You know, I like that. Go ahead.
I said it too all inclusive. And first of all, yes, there are exceptions. Now, I do believe that people can, if they have chosen to leave the world, but they're not the type that would intentionally hang themselves or put a gun to their
right.
head. And I hate to be so, you know, I don't, yeah, but I mean, there's no gentle ways sometimes of saying things. You just have to come out and say it. But I do believe that open ourselves, just like we can open a portal to evil entering our life, or we can open our spirituality to the light coming in. I believe that we can open ourselves in and almost call a manifest illness and feel even stronger. And I'm going through this with my mother right now. And that is that I believe that when people become ill, those that have chosen to no longer, whether it was part of their contract, let's say that this was not what was intended, they can pretty much let go and not fight it, and they can do that for themselves. They can do it for, like you're talking about, your husband. They can do it because they feel that it was an unfair burden and that it wasn't right. And, you know, I mean, if you're interested, I will tell you what my guides say as far as soulmate and life partner with your husband, but I don't know if you want to get into that.
You could briefly touch it. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I'm really good right now. This is the best I've ever been, ever.
What my guides say is that he was a soulmate, but he was not intended to be your life partner. He was intended to be a salvation for you and a way out. And the biggest thing, reason why you were with him is to have your son and then your granddaughter.
Yeah.
That was something that needed to be, and I'm not sure, and it doesn't really matter why it needed to be him, but that's why you were with him. What I'm shown is if you would have been married to him, you would not maybe have progressed quite as much, evolved as you have. But
no, I would not. I can tell you that. You're right about that. I would not have. No.
You would have enough that it would have been questionable whether that marriage would have lasted, and you would have had, there would have been an unhappiness within you, and there may have been, I'm talking about before he became ill, because it's apples to oranges. I'm talking about as a healthy person, you would have felt a yearning. And when you're, one thing I will say is when you're with a soulmate and you're supposed to continue with that person, you don't have yearnings. You're not blind. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. I mean, we're not, whether we have a soulmate or we're crazy in love, mean, we're not blind. We can see, if we're a female, we can say, oh, gosh, you know, she's just a beautiful woman, or, you know, that's a good-looking man, or nice putt you got there, mister. You're not going to say it to them, but, I mean, we're not
right.
blind, but we don't have that deep yearning that's almost a burning and aching in our heart. That is
yes.
not. That's not in us. And when we have that and we're with someone, that should be a big red flag that either, you know, it doesn't mean that they were never a soulmate or they're not a soulmate, but it definitely means they're not a life partner, and that contract, let's go on that and say that contract, and a lot of people struggle with, you know, I have a client whose son right now has been struggling, and it's hard to fathom and understand why, you know, it should be so easy, why it's so hard for some people. But we're just all different, and he just can't seem to, you know, make this break, and he's not even married to this person. So, I mean, it would be... You know, I mean, it would be easy. And once you're married and you've been married for a long time, there's a lot of sacrifices that have to be made to get out of it. But I can tell you that I've only known, and I wanted to say this too. I've been doing this, I'm 39, so I've been doing this for a long time. I'm 39, listen to me. Yeah, I wish.
Notice I didn't even correct you.
I know.
Okay,
I know
wonderful.
You're like,
I'm just so wonderful. Age is nothing. Age is nothing. I call
I'm
it you 15. Just have more floor experience. That's all. That's all it is. It's not.
What I meant to say is I've been doing this for about 39 years, is what I actually meant. So I'm not saying that I'm not at all trying to brag or say that I know so much, but I will say this, that in the clients that I've had, and they've been from all over and they've been many, you know, I have only met maybe five people out of all of them that were a life partner. Now, on other situations, the count might be higher, but I'm talking about a life partner where I knew there was a contract and this was supposed to be a life partner, and one of the partners broke the contract. It is not something that happens very often. So, I mean, it just doesn't. Now, soulmates, I think too many people get caught up in, if they're a soulmate, well, then it has to be. It doesn't have to be a life partner. There's a difference. So I'm done. I'll let you go because I know we're
You're
done.
You're taking over now
well,
that I'm coughing.
I mean,
but anyways, okay, so like now a life partner, to explain to everybody, is that usually somebody that you stay with from day one or...
Yeah,
can there be several in your life? There can be several, obviously, right?
There can be. It's not common, but it's
okay.
not. It's generally, we have generally one life, generally. But again, it's not, there's no hard and fast rules, because a life partner is a combination of free will and a soul contract. And a life partner is someone that is a soulmate that, and to me it would be more of what I've heard other people define, and I've looked up the definition of a twin flame. It's closer to what a lot of people would, you know, term or define a twin flame. And it's an automatic, the relationship becomes its own entity. And every decision pretty much from the time you meet, I mean, for some people it can take a few days or a week, but more or less it's pretty cut and dried as far as both people are dedicated, driven, and focused and their choice is constantly on a daily basis. Everything is always considered. Is this, will this help the relationship? So that's what a life partner is. And if for some reason that life partner passes away, and let's say, you know, like you said, there's an exception to every rule. Your life partner, their contract, whatever your karma was for this lifetime, you were only with that person before they passed for 5 years. The chances are you will have another life partner. And again, what you base, you know, will you or won't you on is how you feel when your grieving and your mourning has been completed. You can't decide anything while you're still grieving and mourning. You just can't.
It's not, and sometimes it takes years. Even with what I went through was totally different, but it took 5 years. I mean, it took 5 years. And I had the love from you, talked to me a lot, and Jackie, who works on STARS, and my two friends. But I would just follow them around. I think I've told people this in a store, and I would just follow them around. I wouldn't look at it. You know how women always look at stuff. I didn't care about anything. I was just like, I don't even know what I was. I existed, I think. But my situation was pretty rough. What I had to do was, you know, took a lot of courage, and I had it. I did it. And do I regret it? No, absolutely not. It kind of helped me to be what I am today. And I think that if you can do what I did, you can do anything. And, you know, I have this conversation with my son all the time. And you were right, Maya, I have to call you Maya, that I was meant to begin that relationship so I could have my son and therefore we could end up with my granddaughter. Because that's the sequence of events. That's what happened. And but I think sometimes you go through things and you look back, like you know, I'm hoping that a lot of people that are listening have had great relationships, great marriages, and it didn't end up like mine did, or didn't even, you didn't go through all these years of all of this. I mean, and I stuck it out. But I stuck it out, you see, for a reason. There was a reason for it. I had to continue on with it. I got more spiritual ever than I've ever been before. I'm very high. And I went through a lot, and it was okay. I came out of it okay. So there are people there that have difficulties with what they think might be their soulmate, twin flame, life partner, and they wonder to themselves, what in the world am I doing? Well, you have to look at each situation different and realize that there's a purpose, and you go through it. You go whatever. If you're just walking through the motions, you're just walking through it, and okay, well, I'm going to get to the end. Don't think about even the end, but everybody's situation is different. Mine was just somebody else has gone through the very same thing I have gone through, and they might be in a different place in their life. They may not want somebody again in their life. That is not me. But I will tell you that it took all this time, to feel good about myself. But I think my spirituality had a lot to do with it, Maya. The development, how I moved with it, had a lot to do with it, so that I didn't just say, oh, well, I want somebody now. You know, no, that wasn't it at all. I just existed. I'm telling everybody, I just existed, and one of the saving graces that I had was STARS. That gave me the highest purpose, and that's why I got through what I got through, and it's here today, and I have that to be grateful for, and all the people, like Maya, who stood by me, and somebody named Stars Rainbow Rose, who I've known probably 20 years now, she always told me, she says, I was assigned to you. And I said, oh, my, why? She said, I don't know. I just have to keep dragging you down that path. She said, I'm just going to drag you down. You're not going to stop. You're not going to give up. You're going to. That was her idea for meeting me and staying in my life. She says, God brought me, told me I had to go to you. I had to be there for you, to hold you up, to stand you up, to get you to where you are today. And I just talked to her about this. And so if you look at your life like that, you know, it's really kind of, and you can think of it as kind of nice. I mean, yeah, it wasn't fun for me, but, oh, that's okay. That's okay. You know, I could help so many people with it, but I don't even have a desire to do that. Right now what I want to do is bring stars up as high as it will go and find happiness for myself. And I know I can, and I know he's out there. So I just go with that. I just keep doing what I'm doing and be the very best that I can be. And everybody should look at life like that. I mean, tomorrow's a new day. The sun will shine tomorrow. You'll see. I mean, trust me, it wasn't easy for me. You can ask Maya Moon sometime and ask her what I was going through. It was horrible. But
yeah,
it didn't.
We used to talk, and just so everyone knows, my birth name is Christy. And when I was growing up and learning to talk, I thought that I was using proper English. So I would say, if I wanted to ask, and I was very small when I talked extensively, by two I could talk in full sentences. But when I was first learning to talk, and I would ask if that was my doll, I would say, my a doll, because my mom would teach me.
Maya, there you go. Yes.
And so I grew up.
So if I slip and call her Christy, that's because she has two names, what can I tell you?
Right? And so a lot of people will call me Maya, and I use that name because I just think it's easier. And I also think for privacy on, you know, I think I mentioned this before. Now, these were private clients that I had, and I'm always very careful, but one was a long time ago, like 20 years ago, and I had a stalker, and that was way before the stalker law, so they didn't do anything. You know, the police were absolutely no help, and it was a frightening experience, and the person wasn't threatening to harm me. And that was easier for people to call me. So if you hear Natalie calling me Christy, just so I just want everyone to know, that's how Maya came up, is my parents would joke, and then other people would call me that, and they still, to this day, you know, will occasionally call me that, and people that know me call me, you know, sometimes I'll sign my email C-Maya, you know. I mean, so it's interchangeable. I just wanted to explain that so people don't think, well,
sometimes I slip. Yeah, but now, like for myself, an example of my life now. So my husband was not was he a life partner? But he was. I think he was removed.
A life partner. The actual term for that, the actual meaning of that, is someone who you have a soul contract, but you also both choose to be together for life. Everything that you do. Now, with your husband, what I believe, this is what my guides share with me, is they show me that you had a soul contract to spend X amount of time with him, and when he realized that, I do believe you're correct, that he realized that he was holding you back, and since he couldn't change the past, and he felt he couldn't change himself, he opened the door to certain illnesses, and of course some of that is genetic too. And when that hit, and I would say the same thing, if you had known my mom before, she's in the very last stages of the complications of Alzheimer's, and in fact I'm expecting, and I know people would think, well, you think I would be upset, but it's a long story, but I'm only sharing it because she is with a person that I believe is her life partner. However, no one who knew my mom 20 years ago would ever have imagined that she would pass from Alzheimer's and she'd have diapers and people had to wash her. She was an extremely independent person, and I completely believe, and she had made a decision about 15 years ago, and it just to make to simplify it, it was either her life partner, and I do believe that it was a true life partner and soulmate, or her family and her children, and she chose her life partner. And I'm not going to say that that's right or wrong, but I am going to say that it's very hard for me, especially, I mean, family's harder to read, but I'm absolutely certain what my guides show me, that this is the price, if you want to say, this is the karma, this is what, this is the result or the consequence. I don't know what term you want to put in there, but for her to go in this manner, and she is at the point right now where basically her body, it's just her will. Once she lets the last of that let go, and I've felt her in and out. So, and the reason why I'm not sad is because you could, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not sad, but the reason I'm not in terrible mourning and all that, and she lives in California, and for reasons I can't get into, I'm not able to fly there at this time. But she, who she was, died a long, long time ago when she made that choice. And I'm not, it's not my place, and my guides don't make judgments at all to judge whether that was right or wrong. But it's hard, you know, not to see, like you're saying about your husband, did he invite that disease, and did he allow that disease to ravage his body as opposed to closing off that door and fighting back harder? I believe that he had the wherewithal, if you will, to fight that and to have not gotten, and I, of course it wasn't for the same reasons as my mom, but I believe part of it will. Had to do with because his job here on earth was finished, and that he saw that what he did to you wasn't the same as what your parents did, but I can't say that it was any better either, if that makes sense.
You know, I think when you look at it and say, look at her son, who's like, I mean, everybody tells me, and I've told you too, Maya, he's just wonderful. I mean, period. I mean, he doesn't hesitate. He just doesn't. And my granddaughter, if you saw her, I really think that was the end of all of it. I mean, that was the means to it, I should say. Not the end, but the means to it. And and for me, you know, I wouldn't have had stars. I would have been stopped. I would have been stifled. But that was not what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to rise up as high as I could go and do what I could do, and as I always do, under grace, and show people how to do this. You know, how, you know, some days it's really tough for me because, and this has nothing to do with a soulmate or anything, but, you know, when you're in the business like I'm in, I mean, I'm doing things every day for somebody somewhere in the world, somehow. And it's, you know, and it's okay. And I'll sit down and, you know, and we know I have these long conversations with God. And if he has hair, he probably doesn't have any more because I'm at him every day. That's a joke that I always say, that they'll say, you talk to God every single day, sometimes twice. But then I'll say, you know, okay, you know, I've done all this now. Okay, what's for me? What's for Natalie? Should I even ask that? But then I kind of get this answer. Not yet. Not
okay,
yet.
What is, and you'll really, I think you'll enjoy and resonate. I write the monthly forecast and guidance, and I have to do the spell check, and I don't know if it'll go up tomorrow or on the 1st, but it's very interesting. But it's funny because I thought of you, Natalie, when, I mean,
okay,
I was written because that's what, I just channel what my guides say, but it was interesting because I saw a lot of parallels or synchronicity.
But I will say to everybody that if you read Maya's post the day after the show, she always,
yes.
I mean, sometimes she makes me cry because she makes it sound like I'm all of this and all of that. And I'll read this and, you know, and I'll think, am I? Sometimes I even ask you, and she's, oh, yes, I wouldn't write that if that wasn't you. And so it's really very beautiful. I have to give her thanks on the air that she always makes me feel so very special. And I try. I try every single day to do everything under grace. So I know we're jumping off the subject here. We were supposed to talk about Halloween. But actually, I think sometimes, you know, Halloween is a great time. It's for the little kids and the big kids and all of that. I don't make a big deal of it. I never did. I don't know about you, Christy. I'm going to call you Christy again. I don't know about you, but I always see little kids doing it and some big kids. But there's a lot to be said about Halloween. And if you look at the blog post today, there's something about candles. And I'm sure Jackie, who writes a daily post, she pulls all kinds of information, and I posted from her. There'll be something tomorrow about Halloween. But the soulmate, the life mate, so everybody can see that sometimes you have a life mate, but sometimes it's, I'm thinking that sometimes it's not really a true life mate till the ends of your lives. Is that
correct.
Possible, Maya?
Well, what it is, yes. What can happen is you meet a soulmate and you bond with that person. You know, a soulmate, we have that connection with. We can have all those feelings. We can end up getting married, moving in together. That person becomes, you know, we imagine spending the rest of our lives with that person. We have children. But something shifts.
Yeah.
And then that's when we realize there's some element of unhappiness, and it's fairly significant. In one or the other, usually it's both, but one of them may have a harder time admitting it. And that, you know, that really isn't our life partner. That's someone that we had a contract. Just like you sign, if you buy a car, you might have a 4-year contract on that car. Or if you lease a home, you may have a 2-year or 1-year contract. Soul contracts, when it comes to other people, are very, you know, very similar. I mean, the time may not be quite as exact. It's more this has to be done, but there's usually lessons, and a lot of times it involves, you know, like in your case, part of it we know is your child so that Jada could be born. And then, of
right.
course, if you go down the line, we don't know what then, you know, I don't think they're going to have any more children, but
no,
Jada may
not,
have
no.
a child. That,
right.
Well, that's what I figured. But Jada, chances are she will. So that line will keep, you know, that'll keep going as far
right.
as you're concerned or you're, I mean, I know there's other family members. So that's how, if you're wondering if the person I'm with, is this my life partner? One of the ways is it's what you shouldn't feel any emptiness, any yearnings. It doesn't mean that, again, like I said, it doesn't mean that you can't notice that someone is good looking, or you might have dreams, or there might be. I mean, we're still humans, and again, there's exceptions, but generally, you feel happy. Another way of looking at this, which is applicable to you, what you mentioned with Lou, well, I probably shouldn't say his name, with your
no, that's all right.
your husband. Well, yeah, I got you back, I guess, accidentally. But, no, it doesn't matter. Nobody knows who that is.
Who's who?
I mean, they've probably already forgotten. But what was I going to say? I forgot now. I got so worried over the name thing.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, something is, you know, rather than it being time, I really should correct that because it's more certain things need to be completed. But you shouldn't feel any yearnings. You shouldn't feel any questions. I mean, I believe that we all go through our times, especially if we've been with a partner. Marriage, I'm not putting down. I'm married, and I believe in and marriage fully. But, I mean, when you look at it, it really is a piece of paper. Your commitment to another person is, again, it's the choices that you make, person, and that relationship above all things. Oh, I know what I was going to say, is one of the hallmarks of a life partner, not necessarily a soulmate, although remember, all life partners have to be soulmates. So just keep that in mind. But sometimes a soulmate, not every soulmate is meant to be a life partner, is that you always, that person will always in some way help you to improve, to be a better person. And that doesn't mean that they are pushing you or shoving you or forcing you or harassing you. You need to go back to school. Well, you need to do this. Well, you need to do that. It's just the energy of the combination. Some people look at that, somebody that's a soulmate and life partner, as a twin flame, that one person where that they're meant to be with, that, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I don't believe that it's necessarily a gender reflection, because that would leave out homosexuality or transgenders, and I believe that their love is just as strong and just as equal as, you know, heterosexual. So that's one thing, is you should become a better person. You should want to be, if you're a man, you should want to be a better man. Again, I'm not suggesting that you suddenly a million changes, but the feeling is you feel that you want to be the best that you can be. And it doesn't matter if you're male or female, if you're male to female, female to female, none of that matters. But that's a hallmark of a life partner. Now, there are soulmates that are teaching relationships. And the one other thing that I wanted to say, it's already after 8, is that a true soulmate is always going to be a romantic. This is what I believe, and not everyone agrees, but I believe that a true soulmate will always be, it's always a romantic connection, and it always has been in every lifetime, even if you were not able to be with that person, if there were some lifetimes where the agreement was, maybe you dated or you saw that person, but they were with someone else or you were, and you just had a feeling about them, but you had a contract that you were not to be with them in that lifetime, that's always a possibility. But there's always that romantic, if you will, for lack of a better word, that's present. If you have someone that you have the feeling similar to, like I would say you've said that about you and I, Natalie, that's a familiar. That's someone who we have generally about 5 or more familiars that have been with us in almost every lifetime.
Right.
And we've had a relationship, but it's never been romantic. And so, again, it doesn't matter if you're, for example, if you're 2 gay men, then that doesn't matter. That person, if that's your soulmate, every lifetime they have been, there's been a romantic tone, even if you were not able to be with that person because you agreed not to. I mean, we have lessons. We have to learn heartbreak. We have to learn appreciation, not taking things for granted. We often have. And the other thing is, generally, the highest relationships that are the life partners, there is a teaching also, and it goes both ways. It's never just, sometimes one person may be a little bit more of a teacher, but in general, we learn from one another and we learn together. And, you know, so that's about what I would say. So if you're wondering, you know, and you're taking stock, and then just remember that external, a lot of people will say, well, this and this and this. External circumstances do put a strain on any relationship. And, you know, they can cause problems. But life partners, the difference is it's not that they don't have any problems or they just get a free pass that they sail through life and nothing ever gets to them. It's just that they have this in their heads, this attitude that is just so strong and overpowering that the best of the relationship or for the betterment of the relationship must always be treated. It's put on a pedestal more so than the person is. So that's one way of knowing. If you feel that way about your partner and their actions show that they feel that way about you, and it's constant. It's not, oh, sorry, you know, doing things deliberately. I mean, we all make mistakes. We're human beings. But if they're deliberately doing things that they know you find upsetting and it's happened over and over again, then I would question the validity of that being a true life partner. So I guess I'll hand it over to you.
Okay. Well, you know, you have to, you know, listen to the recording that we just, if everything is recorded on the site, you can listen to all of the shows that we have done. I think you'll get something. If you listen a second and a third time, you're going to get something else from it.
Yes.
And the unique thing is that, you know, Maya and I, you know, most of the time we really agree totally. But then we have, there's times where we have our own opinions about things, and it's how you feel inside. Also, you have to consider so many things. It's just not a given, well, okay, that guy is really gorgeous, and I'm going to go meet him, and we're going to be in love. And it just doesn't work like that. I think you have to believe in what you know. And, you know, I always tell everybody, believe in things that you cannot see. I do that. That's just with me all the time. I mean, that doesn't mean that I go flying around and, you know, I don't take stock into certain things. But I do know that things exist that most people do not even realize. So you have to believe in what you believe in. And if you have a life mate, a life partner, that's wonderful for you. But just know that in some instances things can change, and sometimes, like Maya has said, it's not forever. I mean, it's not for the next 50 years or whatever. Things will interrupt, and if you look back, like you can use me as an example. You know, my childhood was in such a way that it allowed me to be what I am actually today. It pushed me to do what I knew, even though I did it by myself. And then look at what happened with my life with my husband. I had to do something by myself. So I guess it was to stand on my feet. And so now I'm hoping that for me, that the last part of my life, that person that's out there that I know listens, I'm hoping that I have a chance to find something that my husband realized, I think, that he could not do for me It just wasn't in him. And but, you know, he was a great teacher, taught me a lot of things, taught me how to use my first computer. So I really can't say it was all that bad. It just got bad. So, but I have a wonderful son from the whole thing. I mean, I wouldn't give him up for anything. He's just top drawer, and people in stores tell me your son is so wonderful, and you know, we're blessed when we have things like that. So don't take everything to heart about, you know, soulmates and life mates and twin flames, and I believe that you can have a combination and you can mirror each other. That has been told before, that if somebody's not feeling well, the other one is not feeling well, or they pick up something. Maybe not, it's not, it might not be exactly, but it'll be something. They get something, they'll know. And so just think of all that's out there in the world that it's really a wonderful world if you look at it. And we have a caller here, but it's a little late. I think he or she may have called before, but I will get to this person before we go. But anyways, I guess that's going to be it for us tonight, and I don't know what our topic will be next week. You'll just post it on the site probably Friday, next Friday. I let everybody know. I'll take this one down, but look for the post tomorrow in the blog. Maya will be doing something, and I've got, I mean, the blog keeps getting bigger and bigger, and I love it. And we're also on Instagram. It's Star Psychics. I've got so many, you know, and everybody knows I love animals and giraffes, and I've got all these people to take pictures of all these animals following me, and it's wonderful. I love Instagram, and I love Twitter. I don't do Facebook. I'm not that fond of it, but I just think it's just too social, and I have some – Candy does that for me. And I do Twitter and Instagram. I'm having a lot of fun with Instagram because you get to meet. I mean, I have a National Geographic is following me because I posted something. I posted a picture of the giraffe that I took. And I got so many responses because I took it. And it's a wonderful feeling. You make so many friends. And, you know, but I always send everybody a little heart. Or three hearts. I always thank them. Everyone gets thanked that follows me on Instagram. Same thing with Facebook, with Twitter. So look for us there. Look for us next week, of course, same time, same station. And I will post next week what the blog will be about, what the show will be about. It'll be good. It's always good. I leave it all to Maya. I know she probably gets tired of it. Oh, my God, I got to do this again. But she's so good at picking out topics, and we really talk well about them. Sometimes I don't even know. Sometimes I'll say, I really don't know about this, and she drags it out of me somehow. I talk about it. We all know I can talk for hours. So with that, I guess I'm going to say I love you, Maya Moon. It's wonderful that you're in my life for over 6 years now. And Stars, Pieces, Candy, Rancis. I have to thank her. She's not in the room. She's been having trouble getting in there. But I know she does an awful lot for Stars. She works those magic fingers, I tell her, and it's see how what I'm surrounded with, how lucky I am, how blessed I am, all this talent that I have, and so anyways, with that, I guess you want to say goodbye, Maya, or did you say your goodbye?
Yeah, I pretty much said goodbye.
Okay.
I feel the same, Natalie, and love you, I'm glad for all of our listeners, and everyone have a very safe and happy Halloween tomorrow, whatever you do or whatever you might have children and you're doing. Just be safe. It's just not the same as it was 10 or 20 years ago. So
yeah.
Enjoy your Halloween. And I'm not sure. I've got a couple ideas. So I sometimes will run those by Natalie, and between the two of us, we'll pick one. And I'll see you next week.
Okay, awesome. Have a good evening, my Maya Moon. I will talk to you this week, and I love you. And don't forget, believe in things that you cannot see. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.